These forms of outpatient care are a good earner for Boots. Assuming each of its pharmacies churns out 400 MURs a year, that one NHS programme is worth an annual £30 million to the company. Stack alongside that the new medicine service, NMS, for patients on heavy-duty drugs, worth at least £25 a time, NHS flu jabs at up to £17 a pop, stop smoking clinics, and a lot of public money is being sent to private companies to look after our health. As far back as 2010, the NHS's own research warned that MURs were being used to cream off public money and could be of limited benefit and cursory in nature. In 2013, the Pharmaceutical Journal noted that some pharmacists face penalties for not meeting the targets, such as no pay rise or a possible loss of a bonus. Yet though it has tweaked the criteria for MURs, the cash-strapped NHS has no plans to scrap the system. A few chemists even falsify MURs. Those caught go in front of the regulator, the General Pharmaceutical Council, which publishes its determinations online. Sift through them and a pattern emerges. From the hearing of a Boots pharmacist in the West Midlands, April 2012. He said the pressure to meet targets was relentless. Area managers ringing him on a daily basis, asking how many MURs he had done and what he was going to do about them. He was told continuously that he was letting the store down. A Boots pharmacist in Nottingham, August 2012. She had felt under enormous pressure to carry out an unrealistic number of MURs.